Hey, it's Jeff Entman here. I'm recording this on February 3rd, 2022. I just want to give some context here to some stuff that is changing with Here Be Monsters. The main thing is that I've decided to remove Here Be Monsters from Spotify. So if you're listening to this in the Spotify app, from here on out, you're going to need to use another app to keep listening. But on the other hand, if you're part of the 90% of Here Be Monsters listeners who already use some of those other apps already, then you don't need to do a thing. But yeah, Here Be Monsters is leaving Spotify, and I'm just going to use this episode to kind of walk you through my thinking when it comes to that decision. I do want to clear up one thing up front, though. Like, this isn't an ultimatum. It's a personal choice regarding where I feel comfortable having my own work. And so, yeah, there's no list of demands. The only real call to action is that I hope that if you listen to this show on Spotify, my hope is that you like it enough to stick with me and keep listening. So let's talk about why this is happening. You know, I've been making this show for about 10 years now, since 2012. From the beginning, I always wanted to make a podcast that you can listen to anywhere that was as absolutely hearable as possible. Back then, podcasting was still fairly new. It still felt new, at least. And everyone was using this open format called RSS to distribute their show. In a nutshell, what RSS is this technology that lets anyone put their own stuff out into the world. And if you put audio into an RSS feed, then you have a podcast. And that's how podcasting works. Anyone can listen, anyone can broadcast, and it's just kind of this like decentralized world of like open communication across the internet. And for the most part, honestly, that's actually still how podcasting works. It's this thing run off of RSS feeds with audio in them. But here's the thing, like a handful of years ago, podcasting kind of exploded and it got more big and more popular, and suddenly companies with a lot of money started getting involved. And they actually saw RSS as this kind of problem, like this obstacle to monetization. And they started saying, okay, so like, how can we capitalize on this? How can we start making more money on this? So what they did is they started fracturing the world of podcast distribution, trying to make it a little bit more like streaming video, where exclusivity is the key to it, and where you have to hop from platform to platform to hear the programs you wanted to hear. And a lot of people said this was inevitable, that this was just kind of always the path that podcasting was headed towards. And I was always a little bit resistant to that, but truly, I don't know the future. I don't know how these things work. I've only been alive for 30 some years, you know? And so, yeah, I don't know. But what I do know is that Spotify was always one of the biggest proponents of this technique. And when they started dabbling in podcast distribution a couple years back, they started building this closed system that was kind of based off of the same technology that they used for their music streaming services. And this is a closed system, which is capable of ingesting RSS feeds off of the open web, but which redistributes the content in this very different way. And it's something much more akin to a social network than to like a traditional podcast app. And so with that shift, they were able to pull stuff from the open internet, move it into their walled garden, and set up this system where to listen to shows, you would have to like create an account. And when you signed up for the account, it meant that you agreed to a series of kind of like invasive advertising policies and everything else that like comes with a social network, because that's fundamentally what Spotify is. It's a social network based around sound. So with this, the early reality of open podcasting was quickly being replaced by this alternate vision of Spotify. And they started buying out podcast studios to bring them into exclusive distribution agreements. And at the time, it seemed like a great business move for them. It was this way of trying to obtain market dominance through exclusivity. Now, personally, I don't like this approach. I really don't. I think it's slimy, but it's valid. But I think that when you try to pivot, though, from a platform that agnostically distributes any RSS feed from the open internet, you try and pivot that into becoming a platform where you're the exclusive distributor of certain content, I think that comes with some challenges. And this is where Spotify has really failed. Buying media makers is really tricky. And if you buy someone's exclusivity and you tell them, you belong to us, no one else can have you, then what kind of responsibility do you bear for what those people do inside your walled garden? Let's use a metaphor here, and let's say that you really like birds, and that you've got a ton of different kinds of birds already, but what you really want is you really want this one kind of bird. You really want like a parrot that swears, right? So you go to the pet store and you're like, I would like to buy a swearing parrot. And they say, that's great. Here is a swearing parrot. that will be $100 million. And you're like, great, here is $100 million. And you take that swearing parrot and you take it back to your house, and immediately it starts cursing out your friends, your family, your parents, your kids, everyone there. And some people think it's really funny and some people are offended. And to the people who think it's really funny, you're like,
that's great, I got a swearing parrot.
And to the people that are offended, you're like,
oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, but that's not my fault. You see, it's not me saying those words, it's the parrot saying those words. And you can't be mad at me for what that parrot does. That parrot is not me. And how could I have ever known that would happen in the first place? Who would have predicted that?
Jump cut to spring of 2020, when Spotify signs a $100 million deal with Joe Rogan's podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. Spotify is always very clear to say this. They say, we did not buy this podcast. We bought the distribution rights to it. And they're exclusive distribution rights, which means that we are the only ones allowed to publish you, right? They slap a logo on his show, right above his forehead, that says, Spotify exclusive. So do they own it? No, they do not own it. Are they the only ones who are allowed to have it? Yes. Is there a difference between that? I mean, kind of. Anyways, again, this gave Spotify the exclusive rights to distribute the podcast. And Joe Rogan Experience, like, as far as I know, this is the most popular podcast in the world. We're talking like millions of listeners weekly. And it makes sense why he's popular too. Like, he has this undeniable charisma and he likes hearing people out. And he has a nice voice. Like, I think some of those things are also virtues in certain contexts. But, like, he likes to give a lot of hot takes on things that he doesn't know anything about, including a lot of really bad medical misinformation. His specific opinions on these things are well documented by others, and I don't really mean to repeat them here. I don't think it's even necessary for the point I'm making. Because fundamentally, he can say and think whatever he wants. Like, that's part of the deal. That's part of what podcasting is. 100% believe in his right to do that. My problem isn't with Joe Rogan. My problem is with Spotify and where they put their values and the choices that they made that led us to where we are today. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying, right? Joe Rogan started his podcast in 2009. About a decade later, when Spotify made the decision to buy his show, there were thousands of hours of his programs available for the public. And they had all the information they needed when they bought, for $100 million, the exclusive rights to his catalog, when they slapped their logo right above his forehead on his cover art. And now, today, they're acting all surprised when this billionaire seems somehow a little bit detached from reality. He hasn't changed. He has always been this way. And it seems just a little bit duplicitous, right? Like, they bought him, they're getting exactly what they paid for, and so far, its main effect has been shooting their stock prices through the ceiling. But this person, this show that makes them so much money, also pisses off a lot of people who care about, you know, science and facts and stuff like that. And then they come out and they say, you know, we're still a platform, not a publisher. It's like, well, you kind of are. You kind of decided to buy the exclusive rights to someone here. And again, the fault doesn't lie with the person who is disagreeable. The problem lies with the fact that you decided that that was stuff that you wanted to put your name on. And in response to that, they issue these series of like opaque statements about their commitments to transparency and truth. And it's just so fucking smarmy. So, in any case, wrapping this back around to Here Be Monsters and why I'm removing it from Spotify. Well, like I said, in the beginning, I always had this dream of Here Be Monsters being available everywhere. And a couple years ago, when Spotify came around and said, look, our system's a little bit different. You know, we don't use normal RSS like a normal podcast service, but, you know, we have a lot of listeners and we'll get you some new audience. And at that point, you know, that seemed like a fair enough deal and I opted in. And now, just a couple years later, I've realized that I've either indirectly or directly furthered them along their path towards controlling and honestly cheapening the medium that I really love. And for better or for worse, the thing that really woke me up to it was the sound of a free-thinking parrot ricocheting off the walls of a walled garden. Anyways, for me, it's time that I finally clear the knot in my stomach. This has been a growing thing for a number of years now, and I'm glad I'm finally pulling the show. So here's the thing. There's like a million podcast apps out there, and you can listen to Here Be Monsters on all of them except one. I can tell you the app I use. It's called Pocket Casts. It's free. I think I've been using it for like 7 years now, and honestly, it's just really well made. It has a bunch of features. It looks really nice. You don't need an account to use it, and their privacy policy is honestly pretty good. And I've actually emailed them a number of times, and they've always been really nice to me. Like, this isn't an ad for Pocket Casts. I just think it's a really good app. There's plenty of other good ones too. Anyways, wrapping this all up, if you listen on Spotify and you don't want to leave, I get it. Listening to stuff on a bunch of different apps is a pain. So yeah, I get it if you want to stay. Truly no hard feelings. But with that being said, if you have questions or like bad feelings about all of this, just send an email or a tweet. The show's email address is hbmpodcast@gmail.com, and the Twitter handle is @hbmpodcast. And that's kind of it. I tried my best not to completely rant at you about podcast distribution technology, and I think I only partly failed at that, so just be glad I didn't read my first draft of this, which was truly insufferable. But if you've made it this far into this absolute essay, I really do appreciate it, and I just want to mention two things. First of all, season 10 is coming. I'll be announcing it on an episode on the feed on Thursday, February 10th. So look for that announcement in your podcast app. Sorry for such a long wait on season 10. Life has been just incredibly busy for the past 6 months or so. So I'm finally sitting down. I'm finally working on new shows. I'm really looking forward to sharing them with you. Now, the second thing is that if you're a podcaster yourself, and you're interested in removing your own work from Spotify, I've actually just published a short article about how to make the switch off of Spotify and how to replace your old episodes on Spotify with a single announcement episode just like this one. So that article is called How to Remove Your Podcast from Spotify Without Losing All Your Listeners. I might be out over my skis on that title, but I'm really hoping it's not a complete lie. So either way, it's linked in the show notes. Okay, truly, and I mean this, I really appreciate you joining me for all these years of Here Be Monsters. I really hope you stick around for season 10 and beyond. It'll be here soon, so thanks for listening.